We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Bei Sif Gimel. The Tilas Achevitz Makom Shumunach, picking up something from where it's resting, Nikras Akira, is considered lifting it up. V'Anach Achevitz and putting it down, Nikras Anacha. V'Gam Akira B'Lay Anacha, V'Anacha B'Lay Akira. Even though Medaraisa, the act of carrying, or from Shus Yoch to Shus Rabim, or carrying Dalet Amos and Shus Rabim requires an Akira and an Hanacha, but tells us the Halacha become Akira b'lay Hanacha, or Hanacha b'lay Akira, doing an Akira without a Hanacha, Hanacha without Akira, the Halacha is also Lassos, one may not do. L'chein also Yisrael Sheet and Ezech Chafetz, the Yodesh of Nechri, a Yisrael may not give any object to the hands of a Nechri, Sheyotzim, Rishus Yochel, Rishus Ram, L'Karmelis, that should carry it from Rishus Yochid. The Nachri should carry it from Shasiyach to Rabbim or to a Karmelis. Ka Yisrael also possess Akira, because doing it this way, Yisrael is doing the Akira, and that, as we just said, doing an Akira alone is prohibited. Ella, what should be done is Shanachri Yikach as a Chef, Atma Yikach as a Chefetz. The Nachri should do the entire act, both the Akira and the Hanochim. We can't shmei nachri as a chefetz. If a nachri is bringing something, so the nachri did the akira. The yikuchay Yisrael miyadi. The Yisrael shouldn't take it from his hands. Kibaze oisu Yisrael as hanachri. Then as hanachri, the Yisrael is doing the hanachim. And again, as we just said, doing hanacha alone or akira alone is awesome with rabbanim. And therefore, what should be done is. The Nachri himself should put down the object. Of course, whenever a Nachri brings an object in the Shabbos, besides the consideration which we are discussing here about carrying and that the Yisrael should not do neither the Akira nor the Hanacha, the other consideration is that the Yisrael has to be most careful if the Nachri bought something from outside the Tchum. And therefore, even if there's no carrying issue, there is an issue of using something that came in chutz l'tchum. And this halach is most relevant. When you have a child that is being carried by a nachris to the basic nesses for the bris milah on Shabbos, shetikach atzma is a tinik b'bayis, the nachris should make the akira in the home. And when she arrives to the shul, she should do the hanacha, and only after the nachris does the hanacha, at that point, there's a big discussion amongst the paiskim. If there is no erev in a community, what is better? Is it better to have the bris milah in the shul, where we have many people, b'roiv am hadris melech, but it involves having a nachri nachris bringing the child, or should we have it at home where there won't be such a large audience? One thing is certain, that if there's going to be a nachri bringing the child, it should be done in the least chil Shabbos fashion. So for example, as we're learning now, the nachri is bringing the child, the nachri should carry the child, push him with a baby carriage, but not bring the baby to the shul driving by that the Nachri should drive on Shabbos. Siftal Chatzashesh by Pirtza, if you have a courtyard that has an opening in the wall, Imnishim and Achitz Bitzar Achel Roichel Arbet Fachim, Begoiva Sar Tfachim Nakarka, if you have an area of 4 Tfachim width by 10 Tfachim height, Oshneshim Eshneit Sidem Chetzer, from 2 sides of that wall, b'chol tzad reichav tefach b'goyv asar tefachim, so you have jutting out on that side, tefach by 10 tefachim, as a member of Peretz Yosem Amos, if the opening, the breach, is not more than 10 Amos, and it's tzarech shem tikkun, it's fine. Kev Peretz Azois, this type of opening, nechshav k'may pesach, is only considered like a door, like an opening, it's not considered a breach. Avol mapritzi yisayir maser amas, if the breach is wider than 10 amas, v'kein, im leinishim anachitz mitzad echer roivchav arbet fachim, you don't have on one side, four tefachim, or mishnayot tzadim, if you're going to have remaining wall, you have to have from each side, mikol tzad rechiv tefach, mikol shkerim nifritz memelua, and certainly if it's completely open, tayin she'ein shum mechitza betzad echad, one of the four sides is completely open, like a chaf, that only has three sides, as a fila aim bepir tzarak v'shlosh tefachim, even if that side is only an opening of three tefachim, asun l'tat b'chatz zeh, one may not carry in that chatzur, actually you sack no oisoi sham until it's corrected. V'tikin ha-mufchahu, what should be done? We should make a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach is two side posts and a cross post on top. V'mdarm sham shnei bal b'ayis yoitzer, if there's also more than two families living in that chatzur, even if it has the proper partitions, in order for them to be able to carry there, tzrichim oid lasas eruv chatzeris, we have to make an eruv chatzeris there. V'yivur mitzvah, the siman tzadik dalet, that will be explained in siman tzadik dalet. A chatzur is considered shus yachid when it has walls around it at 10 tefachim tall. The question is, do you have to have three walls or is four walls adequate? Here we're seeing clearly that you have to have four walls. But this is only, explained the Paiskim, by a chotzer, a house. But many times in Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara Masechta Erevin, Shulchan Aruch speaks about a mavli, which is an alleyway, how they would enter into the Rishus, from the chotzer to the alleyway, to the mavli, to the Rishus HaRabim. There, the halach is that three walls and a lechi or a kaira, a crossbar or standing beam would be adequate because it's only a question of a mavui. There we could be more lenient. So, hey, zeh shamarnu shem epiritzu shebechatzu yosim amas. This that we said that if there isn't a breach of more than 10 amas, nechshe k'may pesach, it's considered just like a door. Then it's richatikin and it's fine. Zerak b'pirtzachas, that's only if there was only one breach. Ava b'shtayim b'yoyser, if there's more than one breach. Tzorach shayim ha'im nisha kaponim k'may aparetz, the standing part has to be equal to the open part. Ava m'hay aparetz m'ruba alayimid, if the open part is greater than the standing part. Kol sh'aparetz yisrei m'shlash t'fachim, and each opening is at least three t'fachim wide, then that wall tzricha tikkun. When we look at this halacha of oimed meruba al paritz, more standing than paritz, or paritz meruba al oimed, we look at each wall individually to make the determination, is that wall a good mechitza or not? Sif mem mat tzuris ha-pesach. What is the definition of tzuris ha-pesach? Noach tzkona mekan v'kona mekan. You put up a beam from one side and a beam from the other side. Kol echad, each beam, lepachas, migoy v'asar tefachim, it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. V'noyslam kar achot, and then a crossbar or string is put on top of these beams. The tzuras ha-pesach has to be erected in a way that it's firm. If the wind will blow, will make them move, then they will be disqualified from being a kosher tzuras ha-pesach. If we have these two beams that are not exactly the same height, it goes down on a slant. If it's not a very significant slant, Paiskim say it's still considered a tzuras ha-pesach. If it's a very significant slant, then we would have a problem. This beam on top, or string on top, has to be on top of the beams. It's not from the side of the beams. If you put a nail on top of these beams, side beams, and then around the nail you wrap string, that is also acceptable. The beam should not distant from the wall. The beam should be within the floor, shloish tefachim, within three tefachim. The bottom of the beam should be within three tefachim of the ground. a situation where Tzuras HaPesach cannot be constructed rak be'inyan she'konim yeruchaykim min aksalm shlash tfachim, that the konim are distant from the wall more than three tfachim, yesh lahakul, there's room for leniency. Siv zayin chotzer gai she'psuchim utach rechoyv, a yard or a home that opened to the street, v'adalas naftach lefnim, and the door goes in, v'mezuzas mashka shal gabeim, and you have the side post and the cross beam on top, v'skupa shebetachteim, hein letzad rechoyv, but everything else is towards the street. Heina amokam zed, this area under the door, l'pamim rishus yachid, sometimes it's considered rishus yachid, l'pamim karmelis, and sometimes it's considered a karmelis. Ufish ena kol bekimza, and not everybody's expert in these halachas, matilim alav misafik, we treat this area like a chaim rishus yachid, a chaim karmelis. Osim et haitz misham l'archoiv, rishus ram karmelis, you can't carry from this area to rishus ram karmelis, because it might be rishus yachid. On the other hand, you can't carry from the street to there, because maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. You can't carry it from inside the house or inside the chatzar to that area. And you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Karmelis or from Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. If that door is closed, and you need to open it, we have to be most careful. That it shouldn't be Yisrael putting the key into the lock. After the key is in the lock and you opened it up, before the Jew opens the door, the key should be removed. Because if the Yisrael is going to open the door, when the key is still in the lock, which of course you're not allowed to take the key from what's possibly a karmos into the shushes yachid. Many places, there's places where the roof continues to jut out from the house into the street, and it stands on beams. Also, one cannot carry from inside the house to that area, or to carry from that area into the house. Nor may you carry in that open area a distance of dalar amis. That area is treated like the street, and it's considered like Rishus Rabim or Karmelis. Vaf, and even though Shagag Nosan al Mudim, this roof over this area is on top of the beams, so that creates ostensibly a Tzuras HaPesach. The Dina Kamechitz that we were learning in area of Tzuras HaPesach is considered enclosed. The sides are completely open. We should make a Tzuras HaPesach not in the front, but also to the side, she gam ken kan tzuras haPesach kem katzah sheni. Not only the front has a tzuras haPesach, but the two sides have now tzuras haPesach. But kama b'atim smuch meitzel zeh. If you have a number of homes next to each other, ben yezeh dai lahem shiasu kem ktzei abayis mikatz mizeh mikatz mizeh. You can make one tzuras haPesach at the end of all of the houses, mikatz abayis hashem mizeh, and at the end of the other house, all the way down, and of course, where you have to make a Eruv HaChatzeres if there's more than one family that's open, that have their homes opening up to that area.